we have now? Only retreat or surrender or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. Greetings, and again, I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Hope everyone's doing well out there. Up here in Bend, it's Oktoberfest, although it's still September, which always gets confusing to me is why we have Oktoberfest in September. But in any case, it is Oktoberfest this weekend. Looking forward to going out, seeing the Oompa bands, the Wiener Dog races, and all the other fun activities. You know, if I've been getting some questions as to, you know, what type of routine do I have? What do I do during the day, and how do I eat and train and all that kind of stuff? Well, without getting into too much detail, because we have an important topic to discuss today. On Monday through Fridays, I get up at around 4:30. Then I meditate for a half hour. I get to the gym, do my strength training in the morning, and then in the afternoon, I'll go back and do CrossFit training. So I do CrossFit anywhere to 3-4, sometimes 5 times a week, but mainly 4 times a week, especially on Saturdays. Again, during the weekdays, very, very clean diet. I guess, you know, we have to define what clean is, but no alcohol, no sugars, that kind of stuff. Where I have my fun is from Saturday afternoon to Sunday afternoon. So that's my 24-hour cheat day, which allows me to have beer and pizza on Saturday night and pancakes on Sunday morning. So then back after Sunday afternoon, I go back on to eating clean. So that's kind of what I do. But I'll get out and have a lot of fun on the weekends up here. There's so much to do. And I appreciate everybody asking kind of what my routine is and how do I do that, how do I enjoy life. And so that just wanted to share that with you a little bit. So on to today's topic, which is emotional strength. Now, emotional strength, we've heard of emotional intelligence, and when we start looking at mental strength and developing the mental strength of a warrior and this warrior mindset, the emotions that go along with it are as important as the determination to get something accomplished. And it's really important to know our emotions, to manage our emotions, and be able to control those emotions for the benefit of our goals that we're going after. So what I want to do is just read off a couple of 15 things that emotionally strong people do or don't. So one is, emotionally strong people don't beg for attention. They don't allow others to bring them down. They also don't hold grudges. The other is, emotionally strong people never stop doing their own thing. They never stop believing in themselves. Also, emotionally strong people don't act like bitches and a-holes. Emotionally strong people know better than to let anyone into their lives that doesn't support what they want to do. Emotionally strong people are not afraid to love. They love to daydream, laying in bed and daydream. Not afraid of slowing down to smell the roses, right? We're in a society of we have to go all the time and do this and keep moving and busy, Twitter, Facebook, etc. But emotionally strong people are not afraid of slowing down. So they embrace the opportunities to enjoy the little things in life. They don't do things that they don't want and don't like. They have no problem in saying no, and I know I've talked about this many times, is that's one of the biggest challenges a lot of us face, is saying no to people. We feel guilty. And again, guilt is when we betray somebody else's value. Shame is when we betray our own value. So if we feel guilty about saying no, whose value are we really living? Are we living ours, or are we living somebody else's? They, mostly strong people, don't have a need to fit in with people. And they always remember that happiness is a decision. So those are 15 things. I put these up on the blog where this podcast is being is as well. So go ahead and take a look for those as well. But when we talk about emotional strength is, if you ever read the book The Dip by Seth Godin, he talks about when we go after goals, if it's a goal worthwhile, worth pursuing, almost any goal we're going to hit a dip. And that dip is where just things aren't going right for us. We push, we can't get through it. And often our emotions will get the better of us. If that goal is really worth what we want, is that important to us, and we allow our emotions to take over, that we get frustrated, we get annoyed, we get, you know, whatever emotion you want to throw in there, and we allow the emotion to control our thinking, then the thinking will control the actions and we'll stop doing what we're doing. So if we look at, you know, at the typical model that I use in coaching, the TFAR model, which is thoughts lead to feelings, feelings lead to actions, and actions lead to results. We can talk about these feelings as being emotions. So thoughts lead to emotions, which lead to actions, which leads to results. And that is a way an emotionally strong individual will move forward. They'll have the thought of what they want, and whether that emotion supports it or not, they tend to take the action irregardless of it. Well, what's happened is we have been, and Joe Dispenza talks about this in Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. What has happened is we allow our emotions to control our thoughts. So we have emotions equal thoughts equals actions or lack of actions, which equal results or no results. So an emotionally strong person works on their thoughts, works on the mental side, and keeps the thoughts first as opposed to the emotions. When we let our emotions drive our lives, we've seen it in celebrities, we've seen it in football players, we've seen, you know, all this. I mean, look at the NFL, right? This domestic violence and child abuse situations going on. This is, there's no way I condone any of it. However, when you look at the individuals who are doing it, they are emotionally weak. They can't control their emotions. So their emotions lead to a thought, lead to an action, which is their fist flying or a switch hitting a kid, and which leads to the results. So you look at it, we can see these horrible events on the worst case of emotionally weak people. But then if we look at our own lives, yeah, we may not be hitting our significant other or our children or our dog or our cat or anything like that. But where else do we allow our emotions to drive our behavior? And sometimes they're good emotions, right? So when we have to be able to discern the good emotions when we're in a good, happy place and move forward. The Heart Math Institute talks about this coherence between our heart and our brain. And if we are out of coherence, it's usually a unsupportive emotion that is arising. Fear, anxiety, something to that nature. And when we're able to focus on our heart center, put our attention on our heart center, open it up, and think a thought of gratitude, of love, of appreciation, the heart will then start to vibrate, and there are EEGs and other things out there that prove this, in coherence with the brain. So when our brain and heart have the same resonance frequency, the entrainment happens, we are then able to actually get into flow and produce amazing results. It's when we are emotionally weak and we let our emotions go when we are out of coherence, when our brain is not matching our heart, is when our results are sporadic, or they're not what we want, and we start to blame others, and then we get mad again, and we start living in the past. All of our emotions are basically signatures from the past, because we are just reacting, right? Re-acting an event from the past when we get these emotions. So emotional strength is the ability to discern what you're feeling right now, the thoughts that go with it, and being able to change that. But it's also living your life constantly. Those 15 characteristics I gave of what emotionally strong people don't do and do, it's an ongoing living process. It's not, I'm going to be emotionally strong today and I'll forget about it tomorrow. No, it's a process. If you go to the gym and become physically strong, you train every single day. If you want to become mentally strong, you need to train every single day. If you want to become emotionally strong, you need to train every single day. And a lot of those can go hand in glove. While you're at the gym, while you're at a CrossFit class, you may miss a mark and you'll get all upset. Well, there you can control your emotion as well. So you can blend the physical, the mental, and the emotion all together. You can blend the emotion with your spiritual strength. You can blend these together, so it doesn't have to be, okay, from 9 to 10 I'm doing my physical strength, from 10 to 11 I'm doing my emotional strength, and from 11 to 12 I'm doing my mental strength. No, all of these are together, because you're a holistic individual, a holographic individual. So you're a sum of all these parts. And when you can start to put together a plan to incorporate all of them together on a daily basis, emotional strength, physical strength, spiritual strength, mental strength, when you put all of those together, they each build the other. And then you have this harmony in your life, and you're attracting people and places and things into your life, and you're creating abundance, and you're happy, and it's just a wonderful life. And this particular podcast is speaking about the emotional strength aspect of it. If you want to get more in depth with how to develop this emotional strength, because it actually starts in the mind, pick up my book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. You can just go to my blog, warriormindcoach.com/blog. You'll see a little banner for it on the right-hand side. Click on it. It'll take you to the page where you can pick that up. It's got exercises in it that you can do on a 1 week, 2 week, 3 week basis. But when you can start to control your thoughts, you're then able to control your emotions, and you're able to control your body, you're able to control your spirit. So with that, what I'd like you to do during this wonderful time of Oktoberfest, where there's libation abundance, is to really watch your emotional strength. Put together a program. Go back to where this podcast is posted on my blog and copy down those 15 things that mentally strong people do and don't do, and read them to yourself. Review those on a daily basis, because I would venture to say that if you have had any unfortunate circumstances in your life, a lot of it can be attributed to lack of emotional strength. So we'd love to get to your feedback on this podcast and others. You can do so by going to warriormindcoach.com/blog. You can look for the Contact Me tab, and you can either send me a note or a voicemail. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.